Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you are listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed, the podcast with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey. Like, why, eh?
Right, is this because there was some fun? Right, okay, so we watched the Raoul Mort thing on ITV last night, first
it's
episode.
Very good.
Very good. But very obviously, we're from the area, so we spot the ones who are the real Geordies and the ones who are just putting the Geordies on. The rest of the country can't spot it, let's be honest here.
But I know, I think they are all northern.
Right.
But obviously, when Geordies go on the telly, you have to see everything properly. Like,
well, that's the thing, isn't it?
We wouldn't normally see all of these words.
So basically, instead of going sort of a little bit posher, what they do is they go more Geordie, but they do it slower. And they add all of the words of the sentence
which
that
we
everyone was
going
to say. Whereas normal people from the Northeast, we like to cut out some sentences and the ends and take the ing off words, like shopping. But they will say shopping.
They'll say shopping.
And it makes them sound drunk.
And taking. And going.
Fucking stupid.
But it's very good drama
so
far.
Oh, God. So, I mean, what an awful, awful story.
Our mate
in it. Our mate Neil Granger. Yeah. Neil Granger's in it. Apparently he gets even more to do in episode 2 and 3, I've been
told. Oh, good, because there was a scene where he didn't say anything and I thought, Neil, man,
I was like, there should have been a close-off there. I was like, we need a close-up on Neil's face here. We didn't get it, but apparently he does more in episode 2 and 3.
If you don't know who Neil is, he played Gervais in Heaven.
Have I never told you about... Right, I was thinking about this last night after I watched it. First of all, we've only seen episode 1. They did do that thing that they do on all the on-demands on your iPlayers and your all-fours and your... ITVX or whatever it's called. When at the end of the episode they always go, oh, you know, it's on tomorrow or you can binge them all now. And we both looked at the clock and went, 10 o'clock, you're fucking joking, aren't you? You're looking him up for this shit. And we went straight back to bed.
But that's because we've got kids and our lives are essentially over.
So
right,
we're doing it old school. We're doing one episode, might do one a week.
You know who will have watched it all though?
Yeah,
Sandra.
Yeah, oh, Sandra.
Sandra
will have
stayed up
thing.
And watched the full thing.
Yeah, binged the whole thing. Yeah. But told her she was asleep by 9,
bitch.
And then told her she was up at 5 in the morning walking. I go, for me walk. You don't. You're lying. You're in your dressing gown eating Easter eggs.
Can I tell you something that's happened?
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, sorry. Finished.
Put the flag in the Sandra story.
Right, okay. Hang on, let's just write down.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. The thing I was going to tell you about Neil Granger, who played, obviously, when I was... Heaven, the sitcom I was in, where Vic Hughes plays my dad, written by the fantastic Jason Cook, is back on iPlayer, if anyone wants to see it.
Oh, nice.
So, obviously, Neil Granger played Gervais, who was the club singer in Heaven. He's very much a comedy character.
Yeah.
Your dad reminded me of this recently. So when I was on my stag do that your dad constantly talks about, which he absolutely loves, apparently one night, I can't remember because I was steaming, but apparently we were in this club or this bar or whatever in Albufeira and we're pissed hammered and these girls turn around, they're like, oh my God, it's Chris Ramsey, and they're like, oh, and they want photos and stuff. And for a laugh, one of them went, where's Gervais? Is Gervais not with you? And apparently I turned around and went, oh, there he is. Just because Neil was on me stag do and they fucking lost it, apparently. They were like, ah, it was just so random. He's there.
You know what the other story my dad always says?
That he was...
No, so they went for a curry one night and I can't remember what happened, but Neil had to borrow some money some money off my dad.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I think he left his... Oh, he left his
he
wallet.
Left his wallet in
left
the
his
room.
Wallet in the room. And basically said, my dad was like, do you mind? And he's like, I'm financially embarrassed.
I'm financially embarrassed.
My dad is just... kept that story going for so long.
Your dad has never forgot the phrase financially embarrassed.
One of the best things he's ever heard.
Can you imagine
just
the
financially
faces?
Embarrassed.
So it was your dad and he's two, I'm not being horrible here, they're older gentlemen, and my dad was there with his mate, they're all older Geordie gentlemen, all sitting around the table. Can you imagine the reaction when a southerner said, I'm financially embarrassed? I would have given anything to be at that table.
Oh. Well, the amount my dad talks about it, it must have been quite a raucous night.
Well, he just went, I'm financially... They must have laughed for 5 minutes when he
you're
said financially embarrassed.
What? Embarrassed?
Yeah. Ridiculous. But yes, the Raoul Mort, what's it called? The Hunt for Raoul Mort. It's on ITV. Oh, God. I cried a couple of times last night.
I mean, it's very good, but geez, we were around when it happened. It wasn't actually that long ago.
Yeah,
was
no, I remember where it was. I remember exactly where it was. Pretty, it was on the news. It was crazy.
Pretty gripping when it was on, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was intense. It was horrible. Ugh.
My partner at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to talk about ex-boyfriends.
Talking about your ex again?
He was a police officer. So I got all the inside goss.
Oh, you miss that, do you? Yeah.
What? Nice guy. I don't want to ever slag ex-boyfriends off on here. Because sometimes my mom messages in you and she's like, you shouldn't be saying that about ex-boyfriends. What if they're listening? I'm like, well, one, they won't be. And two, I don't ever say anything that bad. Yeah. He was a nice guy. Just not right for each other. But the stories that he used to tell.
Oh, I've heard the stories.
Oh my, they were brilliant.
I might go out with him if he's up for it.
You should
start seeing them.
Or any copper in it. Just the stories, man. So interesting. Yeah. Horrible job.
Oh, fair play.
Big shout out to all the coppers out there.
There's always amazing stories. Teachers, amazing stories. Big shout out. Nurses and doctors, amazing stories. Big shout out. You're all doing
the shit that we could never do. So thank you for that.
And you're all the main jobs. And fire as well. Yeah. You're there as well. And you're all the ones that kids want to be because he's a cool as fuck. What were you going to say about your mum?
Oh. It's actually not that interesting.
Cool. So
I said a while ago, my favourite thing in the world is having a cup of coffee in bed that you've made for us.
Yeah.
And sitting in bed having a cup of coffee.
I have to admit, if you come downstairs to get the coffee and take it back up, the shine's taken off it, isn't it?
Massively.
It has to be brought to you.
I just think a cup of coffee lying down in bed is, fantastic, right?
Fine. I like to be up and about, but carry on.
Vile. Me mum, me auntie Kath were talking the other day. And they now do that, I think. And I don't know if it's a recent thing. Because I don't think they would ever admit to it because they're of that generation when they would never admit to getting back into bed after they've got
right,
up.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I'm
saying? I know what you mean, yeah.
Why? Like, what? I get out of bed, I make me bed, I do 3 piles of ironing and then I wash all the dishes and it's literally, it's 6:30 and I've done everything and everything's done.
That bed's made and my teeth are brushed by 7:15.
Yeah. Get back into bed. Eek. Oh, never, never. So they admitted it the other day. And I didn't say anything at the time, but I thought, are you doing that just because I said it's the best thing in the world?
Yeah.
And now you feel like you can actually admit it. I was proud of them.
Wow.
Genuinely proud of them.
Yeah.
Thought, well done, you lazy slags. Getting back into
bed. The old laziness apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Eek, God. Well, there you go.
Hey, this is the introduction.
It is. Slags. Guys, without any... Listen, again... I'd never, ever, ever want to skirt over the genuine thanks that you guys are here and still listening to this podcast and still enjoying it. We absolutely love you. Thank you. So every single week, again, I'm going to touch on it again. I don't care. Every single week, I'm astonished that we're up at the top of that podcast chart. Thank you.
There's a lot of podcasts out there.
There's fucking millions.
Yeah.
And you continue making us one of the biggest in the country. So thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. But obviously... Got to pay them bills, sponsor time. So it's episode 214, and it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is Soft Close Toilet Seats.
Oh, the business.
Hey.
Yeah.
Do you want your toilet seat to glide down silently and softly after you've done shits or piss?
I do.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
What about 6?
Yeah, it sound good, yeah? Does that sound good? Does that sound
yes,
good to you?
Please.
Yeah, it does. But do you also want to make... the most noise in the world when using toilets that don't have a soft closed seat.
Oh my God, the one downstairs.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Literally, every other toilet you use will be violently slammed to within an inch of its fucking life because you are a prick who's only used to your toilet, aren't you? You're only used to... You'll do it to other people's houses, won't you? And you'll... Boom! Slam it and you go, oh, sorry, I've got a soft closed one at home.
Pillow.
Which just... Does it? It just makes you sound like a massive bell end.
Question.
Yeah.
Sir,
about
your brand.
Mm?
Did we as children have soft clothes or just clothes?
Don't
toilets?
Think soft clothes are a thing.
Nah.
I think if
imagine
as children,
living in our house.
Well,
it would have been
what's wrong. You'd go to someone's house that had soft clothes toilet and be what's wrong your toilet and you'd ram it down as fast as you can. Yeah. Mm. You'd ram it down.
Yeah.
We've got a soft clothes toilet seat. We've got a couple of soft clothes toilet seats in this house.
Mm-hmm.
One downstairs is broke.
Mm-hmm.
When you use the one downstairs, the fucking noise when you slam that. It reverberates around the whole room.
Because I forget.
I do the same.
And I have a piss.
And you do the little flick. You flick.
Yeah.
Wow. Ears fucking pop. It's that loud of a noise. Me fucking ears pop.
Have you thought about fixing it?
Busy. Busy.
Busy
really
writing
busy.
This shit.
Busy writing this shit. No, I got this emailed from Soft Close Toilet Seats. Yeah, we need to do the slogan. You ready for the slogan? Do the slogan.
I love a slogan. Okay.
Soft closed toilet seats. A giant fuck you to all of our toilet seats.
Nice.
Stop doing pump noises. That's childish and pathetic. Pack it in.
With toilets. And
no, that's no. Spitting all over the mic as well. Play the jingle.
It's my mic.
God damn it. It's our mic.
Here's the jingle.
Both our mics.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Hello.
Thank you for coming back.
Hello, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. How are you this week?
I'm really good. I'm in that week in between periods.
Yeah, we all know. We all know.
I'm all right, yeah.
I know people might think that we go on about this a bit much, but it literally does dictate the entire mood of your life, doesn't it?
I'm currently having a lot of issues.
Yeah.
I think I got a bit of a disorder going on.
Yeah.
Going to try and get it sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a disorder where our accent drops into a Southern American accent when discussing something serious.
That's the one.
Just go, no, oh, I got to go to the doctor's about it anyway. Let's talk about something else. I'm feeling like I don't really didn't want to divulge this, but here
Christopher and I know we share a lot on this podcast, but sometimes some things got to be a little bit private. And I feel like this might be an occasion for it.
Oh, no, it's gone weird now. It's gone. It's gone all
where
stuff.
Where I'm going?
It's gone stuff.
I don't know where I'm going. Where do I live?
It's gone.
Am
all
I
stuff.
Boston?
Flat, flat.
A what?
No, no, you're
no,
not.
That's
no,
Greek.
No, that is, stop. It did. It went weird. It went weird. Anyway, look.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to go to the doctors because genuinely think I've got something wrong with us. Yeah. Something going on with me, hormones and all that kind of shit. So
I call it bi-fortnightly chronic arseholery.
Yeah, something like that.
I do believe what it is.
Honestly, Chris, as soon as I bleed, I'm me again.
Well, you know.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I was going to say, get that on a t-towel. As soon as I bleed, I'm me again. Blood by Rosie Ramsey.
I'm going to write a song.
It's like an eau de toilette.
As soon as I bleed, I'm me again. Eau de parfum by Rosie Ramsey.
I've got it.
As soon as I bleed, I'm me again. Sharp by Rosie Ramsey. Eau de parfum.
Sharp?
Just cut herself.
From the badge?
She's got a badge.
Squelch.
Oh, no. Come on. You've gone all dirty. I love that. Eau
de parfum.
Eau de parfum.
Oh, God. That's one thing that's really stuck all the way through the 90s. Perfume and sort of eau de toilette aftershave adverts.
And car adverts.
No, but specifically, I mean, they're complete fucking gobbledygook.
Yeah, they've never bothered changing their brand, have they? They just always never make any sense, and there's always just a famous person on a fucking horse or some shit like that.
Literally, if you're listening now, or later on, try and remember, or maybe even pause this and go on your whatever device and look at Lee Mack. Lee Mack's got an old stand-up routine about perfume adverts.
Right.
It's fucking amazing. But she is a camel, but she is a chicken, but I love it, and it's so good. It's like gobbledygook, but they've stayed.
Yeah,
that fucking I keep seeing the Johnny Depp posters for the Sauvage one.
Oh yeah,
it's him. Playing a guitar in a desert with wolves. You go, who's fucking acid flashback dream was this?
Mental.
Christ alive. It's like a 6-year-old wrote it.
You sounded like Sarah Millican there.
Did I really?
Yeah.
All right. But I mean, it's like Robin, our son. Oh, we're going to do an advert. What do you? I want to play guitar. I want to be playing guitar with wolves in a desert.
And him off Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane.
But they've kept them. They've kept them utterly fucking stupid.
Here's a question. What's an advert that's just always stayed with you forever from being a kid?
Oh, God.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Nicole. Papa.
Oh, Renault Clio.
Still at the Punto.
Oh, was it Punto?
It was a Punto. Right. When he got his hat and he literally, every time I've got a hat on in the summer holidays, I get it on my arm and I'm like, Spirit at the Punto. Okay. You're going to tell me it's the wrong advert, aren't you? Have I amalgamated the two adverts?
I've just got a funny feeling.
Nicole, Papa.
I'm sure they were Renault Clio, but okay.
Oh, fuck. Well, maybe I have. Anyway. Nicole, Papa.
Renault Clio, Nicole, Papa. There's the fucking door.
So what?
Get out.
So I've...
There's it.
So what the,
you
was
got
there
any,
a spirit?
You got any more lies from your childhood? Eh? You got any more misremembered shit?
Was there a Spirit of the Punto?
Yeah, totally different advert.
Oh, mother.
Totally different advert.
Well, there you go.
Absolute. Do you want my
favorite? So only two cars then.
Yeah. Do you know what my favourite one was? Yeah. My favourite one was Nicole, Papa, microchips. That was my favourite one.
Nicole, Papa, you do the shaking back to bring the freshness back. Do the shaking back to bring the freshness back.
Totally just Nicole, Papa, spirited upon no.
Nicole, Papa, that's Esther Price.
Oh, you know what my favourite one was? My favourite one was Nicole, Papa, would rather have a bowl of Cocoa Puffs. If you weren't shit at phrases and remembering stuff, we'd have no content on this, you know. It would just be, hello, what's your beef? Questions. I put a pound in you and I just let you go.
I'm a bit embarrassed the fact that I've been telling people for years. That's you know, when you joke.
I love you always say that. You go, I've been saying that loads. Well, like you've canvassed, you've put flyers out and posters out with you on that. No. Like Friday morning when this podcast goes out, your phone's gonna go mental. Like phone got texts and hey, you might not remember me, you probably still haven't got my number saved. It's your ex, I was a copper. You said it was Spirit of Punto Nicole Papa. Have you any idea how fucking much of a fool you've made of me?
I'm not even joking. There's a lot of times in social situations when people look through us.
Yeah.
And then they kind of laugh a bit, and I think, oh, all right, okay. Yeah. They're a bit rude. I think it's just because I get everything wrong. So for years, every time I wear a hat, every time, because I'm not even joking, I do the Spirito de Punto, Nicole, Papa, and thinking that it's the same fucking advert. It's not. It's two different adverts.
I don't even think there's something to do with a hat on this advert. I think it's completely
they do. They fold that. We used to. I'm ringing Kate.
No, I'm not. No. We're not. Yeah. No, we're not getting more misremembered shit. No.
Kate. I'm ringing her.
I'm watching the advert.
Hang on a minute.
Yo.
Hello. Yo. Just dead quickly, we're doing the podcast. Do you know when we were kids, did we used to roll a hat up our arm saying Spirit of the Punto?
What?
Why do you do this? Kate.
Love it
when we were kids, did we roll a hat up our arm and do Spirit of the Punto?
I don't remember doing that one with you. Was that not one of your friends?
I'm ringing Kevin. Love you.
Was that not Nicole Papa?
Okay.
Bye. I'm ringing Kevin.
Love that.
Where the fuck did I do this?
I love it when you ring your sister to see if she's as stupid as you.
Kevin might remember.
Kevin's not going to fucking remember. Kevin's not going to pick up.
Marino.
Hello, my lover. When we were little, just dead quickly, I'm doing the podcast. When we were little, did we used to roll a hat up our arm and say Spirit of the Punto? Did we used to roll a hat up our arm and put it on my head and say Spirit of the Punto?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it from the advert?
Yeah, Spirit of the Punto.
didn't we do it? Every time you had to have the hat right, you'd roll it up your arm. That's why. Spirit of the Punto. There you go. I knew you'd remember. I knew I could count on you, Kev.
I've got a wicked memory, kid.
I know.
You haven't, I rang you. The other day, you didn't ring his
back, Oh, sorry. I shall ring you back properly once we've recorded the podcast.
I'm just getting me tools at the van, right?
Spirit of the Punto. Oh, Kevin, hang on. One more thing. Nicole?
What?
Nicole?
Nicole? What?
Nicole?
Fucking Alice is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Adios, señorita.
Papa. All right, bye. Love you, bye.
Okay, so.
I don't know what happened there. Spirit of the Punto.
He just shouted Spirit of the Punto.
Goodness me granada punto.
Right, okay. I'm currently looking for a Spirit of the Punto advert.
Have
it's
I told
2001,
you?
2001, that can't be right.
Speaking of me granddad's punto, have I told you what used to be?
Speaking of me granddad's punto.
I must have mentioned this on the podcast, I'm sure I have.
Yeah?
The little Jesus hand that they used to use for bread and butter on like sandwiches and that.
Right.
I have talked about it.
I don't
before.
Know if this it weirdly rings a bell, but I don't know if it's such a shock that my brain's just logged it
no,
in long term memory. They used to spread butter with a Jesus hand.
Sometimes when we went on picnics.
Right.
There was a little Jesus hand in the front of my granddad's car.
Right.
And we used to use it as like a knife.
Why was there a Jesus hand?
Catholics?
But no, it doesn't make any sense. Why was his hand? Why was it just a hand? You can't just say Catholics. You can't just say Catholics.
Like sometimes people have Mary statues and sometimes we just have Jesus'
hands. No one has Jesus' hands.
We did.
How were the Jesus' hands? Did they have holes in them?
No, they were just pretend. They were like fake hands, but they were like Jesus, like, I will follow him.
Were they not, are they one of that praying hands?
Yes.
So not Jesus' hands then, praying hands.
Right, they weren't Jesus'
fucking hell. So there were hands that were praying to Jesus and God.
In the, yeah.
Right, and they were in the car. Where?
On the dashboard.
Classy. how big were these hands?
Like tiny. Like the size of a little finger.
The size of a little finger. Okay.
Just enough to spread it. Butter and so
bread was often brought and butter was brought, but knives were forgotten. So
may have only happened a couple of times.
Straight to the car to spread them with the hands.
Yeah.
I love that you're like, why do you have Jesus' hands? Catholics. You're Catholics who spread butter with Jesus. Yeah, why I? Loaves and the fishes and the butters.
you wouldn't understand.
God. Oh, spirit of Raponto.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for
What's your beef? What is your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. What's your beef?
You go first.
Me first?
No. I don't know.
No, no, you've said it now.
You go first.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm going straight in.
Yeah,
okay.
Go on. Dry. I like it.
Been upsetting me this.
Right.
I've been taking it on the chin and I've been going along with it, but I feel like it's a bridge too far. I feel like I'm being oppressed and I'd like it to stop.
Right.
You have banned me from pooing in our ensuite and you've banished me to a different toilet in the house that I have to use all the time. And at first, you know, I thought, oh, I'll get to poo in a different toilet. This is exciting. And then a few times I've pooed in the different toilet, right? And I've thought, I don't want to be pooing here. I want to be pooing where my shower is so I can just poo and then jump straight in the shower, right? And then I thought, I just hit a real low point in my life the other day where I actually heard myself say to you, I heard myself say the words, can I please poo in my own toilet today? I'm in a hurry.
Right.
And you went, yes.
Right. For some reason.
And I thought, what has my life become?
I don't want to sleep next to where you shit.
But you're allowed to shit in there.
It doesn't smell as bad. Wow. There's something going on.
Wow.
There's something going on.
Wow.
With the sewage system or something. Wow. It lingers for a long time when you shit.
Right, well, if it can't be the sewage system then, if it doesn't when you do it. Could this just be a case if you think that your shit smells like roses and you think mine doesn't?
I know you like to think your shit don't stink, but roses really smell like roses. No, your shit, I mean, listen, I don't want to get too disgusting,
right.
But yeah, yours are a lot worse than mine. And that yours linger on.
I think you find I drop and flush, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. It just upsets us because the bed's really close to the bathroom door, and I sleep on that side of the door,
right.
And I just don't want to.
You sleep on that side of the door. Must be uncomfortable.
I sleep on that side of the bed.
Papa,
and just...
Papa, Papa, did you want to call? Fool. Can I please stop?
Honestly, how privileged you got to be? Sorry, you got to go to one of your other bathrooms.
Listen, I don't fucking care.
Like, I've got to go to the other bathroom. Who have you become?
You're the one banishing us like fucking...
I don't want to sleep next to your shit. Particles.
I flushed them away.
And can I just say, I very rarely defecate in that toilet.
Right, okay. Oh, God.
Okay. Just...
First world problems.
You're the first world problems.
Where are you pooing? I'm both of them.
Pull your pants up and walk to your shower. Like, or shower in the main bathroom.
No. I will shower right next to where the pooing's being done to get rid of the badness.
Oh, for God's sake. my beef with you, it's not that bad, but I'm very upset that you haven't seen Top Gun.
Yeah, I haven't seen
I just thought I knew everything about you. And then I said to Chris the other day, I was like, I want to watch the new Top Gun, the Maverick one, because it just looks mint. We were on the one show with two of the people in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, Bears? And I was like, I'd love to see that. And I said to you, we need to watch that when we're away this week. And you said to me, I've not seen the first one. And it was like a stab in the heart.
Well, listen, that's why we haven't rushed to see the second one. Guys, it just passed us by, man. Everyone
you did media studies. Did film and media studies at university.
Yes, funnily enough, it's not a very fucking academically quoted and researched and sort of written about film. It's Top Gun. It's an action film.
Bloody beautiful film.
Yes,
actually,
I imagine it is. But you know, it's a bit more. We did all the arty farty stuff in film and media.
Right. So now, what am I just going to watch it on my own? Which is
no.
Fine.
I'll watch the first one. I will.
Well,
watch
can
it.
You do it soon? Because I want to watch.
I don't like being pressured into watching films.
Right. Well, listen to me. Right. I'm not waiting around for you.
Right. But I don't know if I want to watch it yet. Because
Thursday
we're going on holiday. Thursday. We're going on holiday this year, and I don't want to watch anything playing squashing. I'll get scared.
They're not real. They're like fighter pilots.
Still.
They're not fucking Jet 2.
What if they come and get with? What if they come and get our plane?
Stop making this into some sort of weird dad joke. Just watch the film.
All right, man.
On your own, and then we'll watch the next one. The next one's meant to be even better than the first one.
I've heard it's very good. I've heard it's brilliant. I heard Steven Spielberg went up to Tom Cruise and grabbed his arm at some kind of awards thing and said, "You saved your film, Top Gun 2, single-handedly saved cinema." I've heard that happen.
No way.
Yeah, apparently so. Because the cinemas was dying a bit, especially after the pandemic and stuff. And then Top Gun 2, he came and got his big Top Gun 2 dick out and slapped it all over Cineworld, and everyone ran in and opened their mouths and let them.
Do you want to tell
the analogy's gone.
Do you want to tell everyone your Super Mario quote that you told me the other day?
Super Mario quote? Oh, it's the
fact.
Most commercially successful computer game adaptation movie in the history of the world.
Nice.
So there you go. That's good. To be fair, all it had to go up against was fucking Tomb Raider and Resident Evil, and they're both a load of horseshit.
There's not many. Wreck-It Ralph? Oh, that wasn't a game, was it?
Yeah, does Wreck-It Ralph count? It still smashed that.
Kind of.
It was a game.
I find it sad sometimes that I love the cinema, and I'm like, oh no, the cinema, and they're going to shut. I don't really go that often.
Full of cunts, that's
so
why. I talked about it last week. Full of cunts, home popcorn everywhere, burping, farting, standing up on the phones, moving around loads, shouting, talking. Fuck them. Wait till it comes out.
I've got a cinema story, actually.
Good. Good. Right. Good. Mm-hmm. Good. 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 So there's the beefs. Fuck you. I'm pooing where I want. Today's the day. Right?
Don't.
I will poo wherever I want.
Chris,
I'm the shit right here on this desk. I'm not bothered.
Don't. That's awful. I'll shit in your mouth.
Zip.
I'll shut you up. Mm. Oh, God, that's horrible. I'm sorry.
Isn't it mad that some people like that? I often think that. You know people who like pissing and shitting and stuff and put it in sex? If they go into a public toilet, are they turned on if they smell shit and piss?
Oh, God. Oh.
There's a question. Or does it have to be the shit and piss of someone they fancy? Do you know what I mean? Can you give them a cup of piss and they go, hold on, is this from a minger?
I don't know. I watched a video just this morning, actually, and it was a lady, and she was like one of the oldest call girls or something, and she was talking about a story where somebody...
I mean, that's not an accolade you want. I'm not being horrible here, but you...
I know, it wasn't good.
Hello, do you have a call girl? Yes. Can I have the oldest one, please? Certainly, sir. She's on her way. Do you have a stair lift? Sorry, that's horrible.
Well, she seemed like a very lovely lady, and she said that someone once asked her to shit in the mouth, in her mouth, in his mouth.
Shit in his mouth, okay.
And she was like, I can't do it on demand.
Brilliant.
And he was like, it's okay, don't worry about it. Can you, could you just do it beforehand and put it in a sandwich and I'll eat it in front of you? And she was like, yeah.
In a sandwich?
What? Has not even...
You know what the worst part of that story is,
though? That's not even sexy. It's nowhere near. It's just.
Do you know what the worst bit is, though? Do you know what I heard? I saw the same thing. You know when she shat in the
sandwich? Did you see it?
Yeah, when she shat in the sandwich, you spread it with little Jesus hands. It was so, so blasphemous.
Oh, my God. Stop. I'm going to find the video of it.
No, thank you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you'd like to get in touch, it is shaggedmoutandoid@gmail.com. Please continue to send us all of the stuff, all of it, stories, everything, icks, the lot. Do it.
Everything. We've actually, for some reason, oh, it must be because of the TV show. We've had a massive influx of emails.
Phenomenal.
There's like 59,000 in there.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's amazing.
And that's
thank
with the
you.
Filtering through.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And obviously as well, please do click subscribe on whatever you're listening to this to. No, do, because it's good. Because please,
busy.
They're busy. Stop. What are you actually stupid? Are you actually stupid?
Why?
Stop it. Tell them to subscribe. Ask them nicely to subscribe.
I mean,
you've got to. Come on.
It does help. When you're listening to a podcast, it does help because then you get the next episode. You don't have to keep going back. But at the same time, I'm always very aware of how busy you are. Yeah. I'm thankful that you're here now. He's asking you to do extra shit all the time.
Yeah, but
like
I want you
teacher.
Here every week. I want you here every week. That's all I'm asking. I'm not advertising anything
you
else
are.
This week. I'm not flogging anything else.
You're robbing school.
What do you mean?
Oh, half term. Have a lovely holiday. Enjoy it. Do read 7 books and do 19 million questions.
Which is good because he's done none of those things.
I know. Shit. Oh, God. He's done nothing.
Ah, he'd be all right, man.
No.
Oh, he's 7, man. What are you going to miss?
No,
oh, wait, man. Oh, wait, man. 7.
Do you know what? I might email his teacher and say he's not done his homework, but he has learned how to wee in a place in the garden so none of the neighbours can see him.
That is...
And that's teaching.
Life skills. Life skills. Survival skills.
Yeah.
And he waters the plants. Horticulture.
It's everything.
There we go.
It's everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild ways.
Botanist. A little botanist in the making. Phenomenal.
Literally. He's like, can I wee in the garden? I was like, as long as you find a spot where nobody can see you. Yes.
Good man. What's that? Physics? Geography. Physics. Bit of physics. Bit.
Yeah,
light.
Yeah.
Light. You know? Light refraction and angles. Yeah. Maths. Angles. Oh, hey, look at this.
Look at us.
Hey.
Best parents ever.
Come on. Yeah? They're fucking eating me dust, Kanye West, opening your Donda Academy. Eh? What have I got?
We haven't spoke about Donda Academy on yet.
We did it on Extra. Guys, you're not aware, dead quickly, Kanye West opened a school called Donda Academy.
Fuck,
I've got a funny feeling it's closing now. Just do a bit of research on it and enjoy it. It is psychotic.
It's a Donda catastrophe. For it is. Donda dastrophe.
I tried.
No, you still want his weakest link, really?
Yeah.
Catchphrase? Still want me to come on? Because
I actually half want you to do catchphrase just to see Stephen Mulhern try to even hold his nice guy persona together when you've pressed the buzzer 700 times.
I wouldn't press the buzzer.
Birds on a man's hand and the more in a hedge. Is that it? Is it birds on man's hand, more in hedge?
What is it that you're trying to do?
Bird in the hand's worth two in the bush.
Oh, see now. What?
Didn't even get it from that, did you?
Nope.
Okay.
Couldn't do it.
No.
Couldn't do it.
Rubbish.
All right. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I hope you're well.
Are you well? Very well.
Yeah. I recently heard a story that we now refer to as the story.
Phenomenal.
And pull it out at every pub, trip and dinner party. But it belongs on Smar. It could even be a Rosie's Mysteries.
Let's do it.
The story started
Puke,
with a friend.
Shit, a condom, a bag of hair, dead cat.
A ghost.
Sorry, I was trying to get my guesses in really early.
Good. Yeah. See, Chris is very good on panel shows. I am horrendous. The story started with a friend of a friend, and in brackets it says, bear with me, who works a reception at a sexual health clinic in Nottingham.
Excellent.
One day, a young man comes in looking really shifty and deposits a steamed up Tupperware on the reception desk.
I mean,
What?
The worst is that 5 words. Deposits a steamed up Tupperware. That is the worst 5 words. I've ever heard.
Steamed up Tupperware.
Deposits are steamed up Tupperware. That's that's the worst collection of 5 words I've ever heard in my life. Continue. When a story's got that in, I'm already buzzing.
Well, so he deposits it and then...
Stop saying deposits.
Then immediately runs out the door.
That's weird.
The staff, pretty taken aback, open the warm Tupperware.
Why would you do it? Why
to
would you
find...
Oh, fuck me.
Mysteries. Oh, do you want to guess? God.
Steamed up Tupperware. Mm-hmm. It's a sexual health clinic. Mm-hmm. But does he think it's a place where you give your spunk over? Is it spunk? This is my first one.
Are you going with spunk?
Would it steam it up? Though? You'd have to be warm. You'd have to be really warm. Steamed up Tupperware. I'm going to go with used condom. That was one of my first guesses.
Ooh,
that I shouted.
Okay.
I just shouted used condom right earlier on. I thought I'm going to go used condom.
All right then. Okay. Yeah. The staff, pretty taken aback, opened the warm Tupperware to find a hot jack of potato covered in cum.
It wasn't until the third bite that they realised it wasn't mayonnaise and it was cum.
Oh, stop.
Oh, why?
Everyone is obviously confused. But luckily, the man has put his name on a label on the box, so the staff go into their records and find his name. Turns out, he had been asked to bring in a sample for testing, but the PDF instructions had been photocopied too many times and lost some of the detail.
Fuck me.
So where it should have said, keep the sample warm in a jacket pocket, it only said, keep the sample warm in a jacket
Fuck off. That's ridiculous.
For this man, jacket paw could only be jacket potato.
That's absolutely wonderful. Oh, God, I love that. I love that so much.
Thank you so much to whoever sent that in.
I just love that potato. Oh, you dirty slug.
Do you imagine reading that and being like, really? Is that what you have
jacket
to do?
Jacket paw. Just hide it in your jacket paw. Oh,
could they
wonderful.
Have used that sample?
They couldn't use the fucking potato, I'll tell you that.
No, but could they just have scraped it off
that
the top?
Very much. Well, I mean, why is he not put it in a little bottle? You'd put it in a bottle in the jacket potato. You wouldn't jizz all over a fucking jacket potato. But I mean, people are stupid. Some people are very, very stupid.
Well, I mean, in his defence, it did say jacket paw.
There is no defence.
It would be, if you said to me, what does this say? Mm. Without everything else, I go, jacket potato, because I love jacket potatoes. Yeah. I wouldn't think jacket pocket.
What was it for? Why does he need a sample? Like, what's he doing?
I don't know. God knows. He's probably going to be a dad.
Congratulations, sir. It's a fucking...
It's a potato.
It's a Jersey Royal. Oh, it's a beep beep new potato. Horrible.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I've been a huge Smar fan since the start, although I admit I've missed a couple of weeks after recently having surgery and stuck with nothing
to do.
I thought...
It's no excuse.
Now's my time to listen to the Miss View.
No, listen. It is no... That is not an... I'm fuming. I'm joking. I hope you're okay.
Hope you're recovering all right. Listening randomly, I'm currently listening to episode 14. Just must be listening to them just in no order at all.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
That's pretty cool to think that you could do that, but...
No.
Do we back reference much? Not all the time, I don't think. Hey, good for you. You mentioned Rosie's misheard lyrics of Like a Prayer.
Oh, Jesus.
That's well, episode 14.
Took on a life of its own, didn't it?
If you're new to the pod, when I was younger, I used to think that at the time when Madonna says, let the choir sing, I thought it was let ba qua sing, right? I thought it was French, honest to God. And I thought I would tell you about mine. So I'm not the only one who's done this, right? When I was younger, I used to sing for my sister and my friend. And at the time, one of my favourite songs was Aaliyah, Try Again.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know it?
Pick myself up and try again. Dust myself up and try again. And if at first you don't succeed, you could dust it off and try again. And dust it off and try
again. Oh, it's quite annoying, actually, isn't it?
Just a little snippet.
Well done.
Snippet
well
there.
Done. I really thought the words were...
Right.
Earth, you done, Cecile. I also thought this was French.
Yes, you don't, Cecile.
Get yourself up and try again.
Oh, God.
So there you go.
Yes, you don't, Cecile. Oh, it is mad, isn't it? How when you're younger, you pick a noise. You pick a noise, and then you hear the actual words, and you go, oh, no, okay.
Yeah.
But you just pick a noise, and you go, yeah, that'll do it. Yeah. That'll be me noise.
My sister and my friend still rip me to this day for it.
Brilliant. It hurts you down, Cecile.
Brilliant.
It's when you sing it in front of someone else and they go, sorry, what?
What are you saying?
Turn the music on. Say that slowly. Say that slowly now.
Urs, yeah, Don, Cecile. If at first you don't succeed, don't count.
Oh, God.
Fun. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, your question from last week about the person who had their bag checked on the way out of the zoo for snakes reminded me of a story from my dad. My dad always tells this story of when he was younger, he got a terrapin as a pet with his girlfriend.
Okay.
Is it a turtle?
A terrapin is a little turtle.
Little turtle. They'd had it for a while, and I think they just got a bit bored with it as a pet.
Oh, 2 seconds. It's just because you know how everyone gets annoyed. It's like, it probably isn't an actual little, but it's like, it's not a tortoise that lives on land.
Mm.
It's a turtle that lives, it's a kind of amphibious shelled.
Yes.
I'm so worried that someone's going, yeah, it's not a, I'm Dave Terrapin from Terrapin Incorporated, and your blanket statement about terrapins being the same as turtles is offensive to Michelangelo, Raphael, Leonardo and Donatello.
Well, I was going to say, in the 90s, when the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was popular, everyone went out and bought a terrapin.
Right,
well,
there you go. Well, the terrapins is what Sylvester Stallone's got terrapins on Rocky.
Oh, right, okay. So it meant in real life.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, terrapin. Right. They got a little bit of red on them, I think. A little bit red on their face.
Oh, Chris, I don't care.
Oh, right, okay.
Great. So they got a bit bored of it as a pet. Mm. Nice. I mean, don't bring that one. As it doesn't do much.
Doesn't even fucking know karate? Ninja my arse.
He's not touched his pizza.
He's not touched his pizza. High five.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
He's not touched his pizza. That might be, right? And I don't mean to put a time frame on this. That might be the funniest thing you've said for about 6 months.
Great.
He's not touched his pizza.
Six months?
Easy. Maybe more.
We've
had a lot on. It's been stressful.
Right. So
we got a terrapin. Got bored with it because it didn't do much.
Well, it says, now, I just Googled how long terrapins live and apparently they can live up to 30 years.
Yeah, again, Sylvester Stallone's still got the ones from Rocky.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So not knowing what to do with it, but wanting to get rid of it, my dad came up with the idea to take it to the zoo. Him and his then girlfriend took it in a shoebox to the local zoo in York, went into the reptile house, snuck the terrapin into the enclosure as it was the one with an open top. They got away with it, and we still can't believe he did it. He always says he regrets not putting a little mark on the shell so he could go back and check if it was still there.
Fucking hell.
Just dropped off his little terrapin at the zoo.
Dick. It probably died almost immediately.
Why?
Probably killed by something else in the tank. I don't know, but I'm catastrophizing here, but oh.
I mean, it's better than just flushing it down the toilet or something, though.
Gone
to the zoo with other terrapins.
Well, you could have said to them, you could have said, look, I've got this. You could have. Oh, I mean, I suppose you'd have to put back in the day, you'd have to put an ad in the paper, wouldn't you? You can't.
Yeah, it's not. I got offered a tortoise the other day.
Huh? I got offered a tortoise the other day.
Who off?
My mate.
Why?
Because he's got a tortoise for his kid, and then he's like, oh, the kid hasn't bothered with the tortoise. Do you want a tortoise? And I was like, no.
Who was it?
Chad.
Absolutely not in a million years. Don't you dare come home with a tortoise.
You're okay. Look, if the doorbell rings in the next half an hour, just ignore it.
You actually would.
No, I said no. I actually said no. Yeah, the old me would have took it, but I actually said no. Could have been Tortoise Guy, though.
Oh, God.
Could have been Tortoise Guy.
Wow.
Someone called us Bike Guy at the trampoline park the other day. I was buzzing.
You haven't been on your bike for months.
I'm going to go on it now, soon. Now, this day. Now, soon. Me.
This day.
I'm on it now. No, the weather's coming back. The bike weather's coming back. I'm very excited.
That is true. Take the kids with you.
Nope.
Yeah, take Rave. Take Reef.
Nope.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Can't stop singing Urs, You Don't Succeed in my head.
Yes, you don't.
Can't stop singing it. Have I mentioned the Eminem lyric that I used to get wrong? Because all I've got now in my head the whole time since we've been doing this is Urs, You Don't Succeed.
Right,
I've just got
it
in my head. I'm singing it now in my head as I'm saying these words, which is really annoying.
Right.
Did I ever tell you the Eminem lyric I got wrong? And it confused us so much back in the day?
No, I don't think so. Come on.
So I think it's Real Slim Shady.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm.
We all know what it is. Yeah, but what in one of the lines, it's Vanilla Ice don't like me, said some shit in Vibe, Vibe must be the magazine. Mm. Vanilla Ice don't like me, said some shit in Vibe, despite me, right? And the next line is, then went and dyed his hair just like me.
Mm.
That's the line, right? Okay. Vanilla Ice don't like me, said some shit in Vibe, despite me. Then went and dyed his hair just like me. Then went in, Dale Winton. I thought it was Dale Winton. When I was listening, when I was younger and I was listening, so I thought it was Vanilla Ice don't like me, said some shit and Vibe despite me, Dale Winton dyed his hair just like me. And I remember thinking, that's a weird reference. I was in the comp and I was like, one, at the time, obviously Dale Winton, rest in peace, but I was at the time, I was like, I don't think he's got blonde hair. No, he's not alive now, is he, bless him? But
he was when the song came out.
Yes, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying, in my fucking hell, I'm saying he's dead now. I'm not taking the piss out of Dale Winton, but I'm saying, at the time, I remember thinking, I don't think he's blonde, but how have Eminem and Dale Winton got beef?
You just never know.
What the hell's going on here? Know. Honestly.
Some odd, there's some weird celebrity mates.
Well, I thought he might have been on a celebrity supermarket sweep special and he might have counted, you know what I mean? Might not have counted the stuff in his basket properly and got annoyed.
Right, maybe.
Yeah. Vanilla Ice don't like me, says some shit and Vibe despite me, then Witten dyed his hair just like me. It sounds a bit like it, doesn't it?
It does not.
Then Witten dyed his hair. Dale Winton dyed his hair just like you. He dyes hair however he wants, you bastard. What are you having to go in for?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. We recently had our first child, in brackets, she is 8 weeks now, congratulations. After 4 days of labour, she was eventually delivered by forceps in theatre. Ooh, 4 days.
What's going on?
It can take a long time.
What is going on? It's mad. It's so medieval.
So, sorry, not to give too much. I had an emergency C-section with Robin, which was horrendous because like after 18 hours in labour, he was massive. They had to get him out really quickly, so my scar was a bit knackered.
£10.11.5.
He was huge and my scar was massive and the recovery was really bad because I think I was so exhausted. My body was so knackered.
Yeah.
And it was just harder. Rafe planned cesarean section, went in at 7:30 in the morning. He was here by midday.
Mm.
Wonderful recovery. So good.
But you had to have a plan, didn't you? Because of the fucking carry-on with Robin.
Robin
was so big.
Yeah.
I do remember how much carnage it was with Robin. And I was like, you are like in the, you know, on the fucking gas and air and that, which I did have a quick pop of. You know, you were like bleeding into the toilet. You were in agony for like 20 hours or whatever.
Remember
I was
having
in the corridor.
I was
wiping your bum front and back.
Front and back.
And I was in the corridor crying on the phone to my mum at like midnight because I didn't have anyone to talk to because you were off your tits making no sense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember when we went in with Rafe and it was the moment when they said, would you like to pick a song for the playlist? Mm. I thought, this is different.
Yeah, this is nice.
This is very different. Put Mr. Blue Sky on.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it was very nice. But so, I mean, but it depends. Some people
can smash out a natural birth and be walking in the park with a pram the next day.
Yeah.
But actually, you're never able to do that with C-section. You can't go walking in the park the next day because you've had massive surgery.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Pros and cons, Chris.
Pros and
got
cons.
To do with me.
Don't
what
get upset.
Do.
You know better than to get upset with when talking about stuff like this. It's just your opinion.
So anyway, it says here, 4 days in labour, eventually delivered by forceps in theatre.
Bloody well done.
I was cut what feels like in half, but all was well, and went home the following day.
It's the hardest fuck.
I know.
There is no man on this planet who can have his genitalia chopped in half and then the next day be like, off home, everyone. Thanks for looking after me.
Can you imagine being cut? You've not hurt yourself. It's not been an accident.
Mm.
Having to be cut, gooch to arsehole.
Yeah.
Cut.
Ugh.
Cut. No. Just cut.
Stop saying it. Stop
and
saying
then
it.
Stitched up.
No.
And then having to go home and breastfeed a baby.
Listen.
And have a child.
Don't mean to go absolutely disgusting here, but gooch to arsehole doesn't really explain it because it's opening to opening, isn't it? So it would have to be actual end of penis all the way to arsehole.
Well, I was just trying to think of the distance.
Don't let us off lightly. It
end
has
of
to be
vagina.
End of, no, don't let us off lightly. It has to be end of penis all the way down penis.
Yeah, okay then.
In between two balls all the way to arsehole.
Yeah. That's what you have to
I'm
do.
Gonna go hard pass on that. Thank you.
Yeah,
hard
it's horrendous.
Pass.
It's
Keep
so
the baby
horrendous.
Inside. Just let it grow inside of us. Let it climb out of my mouth when I die.
Fully clothed. Reading a book. Right. Sorry, we're really digressing here. So, I don't know if it was my body in self-preservation, but I didn't poo for a few days. No, you don't. You don't poo for... I didn't poo for 5 days after both births.
You've always been full of shit.
Mate, I was stuffed full of it. Anyway...
Me.
Fast forward 3 days and my husband is in the bathroom having the world's longest shit.
Right, okay, showing off.
I am terrified to poo, so say politely, darling, hurry up. I mean, what, I'm confused as to why you would be polite, but that's fine, everyone's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, you fucking want to get off that toilet, you prick! I'm going to fucking shit me, Sally, out, Chris! Darling, hurry up.
I'd be like, just push it out your new hole that you got. Just push it out your new massive hole.
Oh, awful. Anyway, the urgency increased, and due to the 40 stitches, I can't really clench.
Oh,
bless you. Anyway, it's coming, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. I'm panicking and also wearing the only pair of trousers that fit, so need them to last a couple of days. Don't judge me. I had bigger fish to fry. I don't judge you at all.
Neither do I.
I wore Chris's boxer shorts for 2 months.
Yeah.
After I had my first section.
I threw them away when she was done.
I pace the kitchen, but it's going to be too late. I do the only thing I can. Get a carrier bag and shit in it in the dining room.
Oh, get him out of the fucking room. What's he doing in
there?
Oh my God.
She's shitting in the dining room and he's just...
And as well, what you pick the dining room for? Hallway.
Well, my thing is... I don't know why my image in my head is in the dining room, but just had to close the curtains. Mm. So it's during the day, but you know when you close the curtains during the day and there's just that weird horrible light that reminds you of being a teenager and getting fingered in your boyfriend's bedroom. Nice. It's just like
dusty yellow light hanging in the air.
That's the light I'm seeing, and she's shitting in a bag.
Yeah, holding on to the table for traction.
Yes.
Bless her
heart. Because it hurts. That first poo. Kills.
You can't have your first poo after a baby shouldn't be in a carrier bag. Let's make that a blanket rule.
I know. Oh. That's not fair. You always have flowers every week for this.
Yeah.
Having a little cry at what I have been reduced to. This is why she's shitting in the dining room. Anyway, it was the day after bin day and I had no idea what to do with the poo. I certainly wasn't opening the bag, so I proceeded to go and put it in the outside bin. Shortly after, the neighbours made us aware the wrong bin had been returned and we had each other's. So off trots my neighbour with a wheelie bin containing nothing but a bag of my fresh shit.
Oh, God.
You poor woman. Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Imagine.
Oh. How do you fix? You just have to say nothing. You can't go.
What can you say? You can't.
Sorry, I put a bag of human shit in your bin. Can I quickly get that out? Uh-huh. Or should we just keep bins for this week? Should we keep our own bins for this week? Then we'll swap next week. Because I've put my bag of my dining room poo in there.
First.
My special dining room
first
poo.
First after the. There'll be blood in it and everything.
Oh, Rosie.
They will.
Oh, I don't lower the tone.
Scramula.
Lower the tone, like there's been any tone. Oh my God, that's terrible.
My favourite thing.
What a perfectly beautiful comedic moment, though. The wrong bit. Oh, it's beautiful. I love moments like that in life.
This is my favourite signing off that we've ever had, though. It says, love the podcast from, actually, maybe I'll stay anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I'll tell you what, your fucking neighbour knows who you are.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, do, do. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you. You're amazing. You're beautiful. We absolutely love you. We'll be back in the ears next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.